The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Good evening, Rolene. Have there been any further details about, emerging after Israel shot down the Syrian aircraft?
Well, there have been details. Let's just put it into context for listeners who may be not familiar with the story. But this afternoon, sirens rang across the north of Israel as it was reported that two Patriot missiles shot down an incoming projectile that penetrated Israeli airspace. And on further inspection by the IDF, it was found to be a Syrian fighter jet. And it is a Russian-made Sukhoi plane. It was under surveillance by the IDF when it flew some 2 kilometers, which is 1.25 miles, into Israeli airspace. And Syria's response is that one of its jets was targeted by Israel while conducting raids in southern Syria, but it was well into Israeli airspace. And what we do know is that the one pilot was killed and that the other pilot's whereabouts are unaccounted for. But this goes on with along with the escalation that we have seen just yesterday with projectiles being fired from Syria into Israeli airspace. And this comes on the heels of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu meeting with the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov yesterday, and they discussed Iran and Iran's presence in Syria. And Russia assured Israel that they will be trying to push Iran's presence in Syria out of the country. But again, we were as we saw today, another violation of Israeli airspace. The Israeli military have confirmed that the Syrian plane took off from the T4 airbase near Hama, which was the target of at least 2 Israeli airstrikes over the last couple of weeks. And what we do know is this base has been used by Iranian forces and also housed a command center for Iran's drone operations in Syria. So things definitely escalating, and our Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying that this plane coming into Israeli airspace is a gross violation of the 1974 separation of forces agreement, which is what Russia is trying to endeavor to push both Syria and Israel back to. In fact, in his meeting with Trump last week, Vladimir Putin referred to this agreement and said the aim is to get both sides to honor the terms of the agreement. But this was violated today by Syria. And residents as far as Sfat reported hearing explosions. So it will be very interesting. I would love to be a fly on the wall when Prime Minister Netanyahu meets again with President Vladimir Putin. As we can well imagine, this will be very, very high on the list of topics to discuss now that the World Cup is over.
When are they due to do that, Rolene?
They will be doing it within the next coming week, if not the next coming week. So it's a meeting that's going to take place very, very soon, and you will certainly hear all about it, or as much as is made public on Chai FM on the Israel Report.
Rolene, another story that we are reporting on extensively in all of our news bulletins are these terrible fires that are taking place in Greece in the forests. I mean, 50 people dead so far, and Israel has offered aid, as it always does. Tell us a little bit more about this.
Well, it's just horrendous, and we, all of Israel, stands with Greece. We understand too well the horrible, horrible consequences of these kind of wildfires that has now apparently claimed 60 lives. And we know that the Greek Prime Minister has declared a 3-day national mourning period. Israel has offered aid to Greece. In a conversation, we do have our firefighters and we do have water aircraft on standby. The foreign ministry has confirmed that Israel reached out to Greece to offer all the necessary assistance, and the Greek authorities have reported that the fires are under control. But we do remain on alert, and we are at Greece's disposal as if and when necessary. And the Greek authorities have thanked Israel for the offer. And, you know, we cannot forget that a couple of years ago when fires were raging through the north of Israel and as far down to where I am in Modi Inn, Greece were one of the first countries to come to our aid. And we are a great ally with Greece, and I quote our head of the Ministry of Foreign, the spokesperson of our foreign ministry, who says, "Dear friends in Greece, our heartfelt condolences for the deadly consequences of the devastating forest fires. We are with you and ready to assist in any possible way." And this comes as we ourselves have been battling deadly fires in the south for the last couple of weeks. So we really, really are standing in solidarity and hoping that these fires come under control and are ended soon.
Rolene, I just want to talk about, firstly, thank you very much for that. Israel is opening the Kerem Shalom crossing to limited transfers. What does that mean? What are they limiting?
They're limiting the amount of consumer goods and commercial goods that are going into the Gaza Strip. You know, we are very, very concerned about the continued humanitarian crisis in Gaza. I know that there are, you know, some folks out there who don't think that Israel is concerned, but we are. We are gravely concerned about the status of Gaza and Gaza's civilians. And as of noon today, we will allow fuel and gas to enter Gaza for home use, for medical use. We will allow food and medicine, as we have continued, even though the crossing has been closed. But we will extend our ban on commercial goods until such time as Hamas completely stops its violence against Israel. As you know, we have a very, very fragile ceasefire in place was brokered over the last weekend. In fact, Egypt warned Hamas that unless they stop the rockets and they stop these kite and condom and balloon attacks into Israel, which is causing tremendous, tremendous fire damage, Israel will declare war. In fact, Egypt said to Hamas, "There will be war in 2 hours if you don't stop." So we do have a ceasefire agreement in place. However, yesterday there were reports of with incendiary devices attached being launched into Israel, and the Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman has said, until you stop completely, that is every kind of incendiary device, we will continue to ban certain goods from entering the Gaza Strip.
100%. Rolene, that is where we leave it tonight. Thank you very, very much. Stay safe, and God bless, and thank you so much for your time.